when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Badass Women's Hour podcast, Extra Bit. This is our gift for you fabulous podcast subscribers. It is, of course, our Badass Balls Ups. Welcome back to Badass Women's Hour XL with me, Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell, and this week, June Sarpong. It is time, of course, for our Badass Balls Ups. Now, if you have been following Celebrity Big Brother, then you might have seen that there was a bit of bother early on when Rodrigo, who, to be honest, I'm not entirely sure who he is, but Rodrigo.
The human Ken doll.
Oh, the human.
I've seen the picture.
He can't breathe
through his nose, mm-hmm. He said. Had lots of surgery.
I mean, that's an argument against the Botox, really, isn't it? Rodrigo, while drunk, used the N-word in conversation. Big Brother were not happy with him. Here's a little clip.
Rodrigo, before you entered the Big Brother house, the rules regarding unacceptable language and behaviour were explained to you.
It was, yeah.
This morning at 2:40 a.m. in the bedroom, in a conversation with Dan, Gabby, Chloe and Natalie, you used the N-word twice.
Right.
Rodrigo, this word is highly offensive and very likely to cause significant offence to both your housemates and, more importantly, the viewing public.
Of course.
Do you understand?
I do understand. Last night I was very excited to be here. And I had quite a lot to drink, and I was intoxicated. I was drunk. In fact, I was very drunk. And today I'm very hangover. I've been drinking a lot of water, and obviously regretting that, the fact that I used the N-word, that was so silly, not necessary at all. But it was just excitement, had quite a lot to drink.
None of that is relevant, Rodrigo. That is not an excuse.
I understand. Yeah.
Big Brother regards your language.
Okay, so that is Rodrigo giving his excuse for why he felt the need to express his excitement by using the N-word. Now, it really resonated for me because I have been in a situation recently where I was out with a group of friends and it's one of those big groups and people turn up that you kind of are friends of your friends. So you don't really know them, they turn up. And one of them was a guy, a white guy. I'm not going to describe what kind of a white guy he is, but when I tell you what he did, you'll probably get the idea. And
Banker.
I think he might have been junior.
Yeah.
He thought it would be hilarious to imitate a bit of gangster rap and repeatedly use the N-word. I don't have a lot of time for that, and I try and be a relatively woke ally person who points out that it's not okay and why it's not okay, which led to a big old debate about him being like, well, I'm using it ironically and therefore it is okay, and you know, if it's on the song or I just got really angry. What is, and the thing about the Big Brother is that nobody really pointed it out, mm-hmm. What, ladies, help me out. What do I do in that situation?
Well, I think there are a number of things, and I'll hand to you, Nat. I think a number of things. I think the number one problem is that because of the way many of us have been educated, because we don't really look at the origins of institutional racism or mm-hmm. slavery or all of the institutions that made this word mean what it does. Because the majority of people are not adequately educated around it, their context for hearing the word is usually now in hip-hop music. Mm-hmm. So therefore, there isn't the understanding of just the pain that is associated with that word in the way that in the 60s, because we still had segregation and so on, people kind of knew what that word really meant. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what needs to happen. I think, you know, we need to make sure that people are educated properly about the origins of that word, because I think when you are, then it's just not even going to be in your vocabulary. Because mm-hmm. at the moment, that guy would have seen it as, oh, it's no biggie, I'm just saying it, you know, Snoop said it, this, all these people who I love, Jay-Z, I buy all their music, when I'm singing along, I'm singing the song, the word, oh, it's no big deal, I don't mean it in that way. And I think that's why when something like that happens, you do have to be mindful of how you tackle it, because in a way it has to be done in a way that someone doesn't just go on the defense and not hear why it's offensive. It's almost as if you have to explain, this is what this word was originally used for, and that's why you don't just throw it around. And then I think the problem is most people don't know that. So yeah,
very good advice. You know, I tend to put people on the defensive, so
yeah,
I might have not helped the situation.
No, but it's good that you called him out.
So for me, the irony of this is, even rappers that say it repeatedly in a title, they don't write it. So they can say it, but they don't write it, because they know when you see something on paper, when you see the word, it goes in your brain in a different way.
Yeah.
And you know it's wrong. And so I just looked up a song where it's actually in the title, Jay-Z and Kanye West, and it's never written.
Oh, in it's, Paris, that one.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. It's always starred out. So, you know, as your friend who's singing mm-hmm. it and singing it, actually it's that education piece. It is wrong. If it was okay, you'd write the word. And I think if you said, write that word down, he'd hesitate to write it down. He's not hesitating to say it, but he'd hesitate to write it down.
Do you think Jay-Z and Kanye shouldn't have had it in the song?
I personally am done with that word being used in music willy-nilly, like as if it's a term of endearment. And mm-hmm. I know the thinking around, oh, well, now reclaiming. We've taken it. No, rubbish. You know, some words, let's park them to history.
Mm. Yeah.
Let's say, you know what, we've moved beyond that, where mm-hmm. there is no need for that word to ever be used. And what we're doing is we're remembering where we were, and it's there so that we never forget mm-hmm. where we could be back again if we don't deal with this stuff properly. Mm-hmm. But no, this isn't no term of endearment. And I think actually the problem is a lot of those rappers themselves aren't that educated about their history either. Mm-hmm. So you've got very naive people who unfortunately have become a sort of a mouthpiece for a community. And I think there's a lot of problems associated with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nat, what is worrying you this week?
So I'm either on the verge of a nervous breakdown before I started this or because I've started this. So usually when either life's going well and I need to sabotage, I do things. I'm out of control, I do things anyway. And usually my thing is cutting my hair. And so I've been bald, or I'll grow it and then I'll cut it. And I've said to myself recently, you're not allowed to cut your hair, because you cut it and then you realise that you actually wanted to grow it. And then you spend the next week berating yourself. And so because I haven't allowed myself to cut my hair, I went home one evening and said, I need to change my whole flat. I need new carpets. I need to paint. I need a new kitchen. I need a new bathroom. I need new. And I embarked on this process without a plan. And now I'm faced with a flat with red carpets and purple walls, boxes in the hallway, beds in rooms that don't necessarily need beds because there's no else to put them, gym equipment. And I bought all of this stuff, put it together because I don't really make anything else. Let me see if I can do it. Nowhere to put them. I have to keep calling TaskRabbiters round to move furniture. kitchen decisions overwhelm me, and I'm feeling very stressed and very anxious, and I find it hard to sleep at night, and I don't really know what to do. And if I have one more person come around and measure my carpet, measure my kitchen, and not give me any answers, I am going to pass out.
Well, no wonder you're finding it hard to sleep at night.
Well, I've even got a bed to sleep on. On the bed.
She's got two. She's got one in the bedroom, one in the living room. They're all over the place. There's more beds than she knows what to do with.
And I threw one out, so can't cope.
Oh, June, do you do crazy stuff when you're stressed or when you're really busy? Are you like, I'm just going to
rewrap like that. just destroy my home. No, not like that. The only thing, am I doing mine now?
No,
just talk about Natalie. Yeah. Okay, so my advice for you, Natalie, is I think forget all this task rabbit madness. You need to just get plain old standard old boring removal company to come in, clear out all the junk that you're getting rid of.
Yeah.
Build all the stuff that's not built, because they build your furniture. Like when they move you, they rebuild your furniture. So they would build up the furniture. Once all that is out, you then need to, as Harriet said earlier, before we started, is to go to a college and hire a young interior designer and then get her to come and redesign for you. And then you have this beautiful home to move into that can be your haven. You know, you're doing so many things to make other people's companies better. That's what you do for a living. Have somebody come and do that for you at home.
That's exactly what I need. I have decision fatigue.
And not task rabbit. Like, no. You can't
so
get
didn't
one.
I know you could get removal people that would come in and do all of that.
That's what they do. That's what they do. Yeah, they
Who
move
knew?
You. Yeah, they do everything.
I thought they had to physically move you out the house.
No, you could get them. You can get them for different bits of the process.
Love.
Or if you know they felt you could just put all the stuff in the van and then drive it around the block and then take it out the van again. It's, you know, whatever makes them happy. But
they'll also take your stuff to storage. If you want, if certain things need to go into storage, they'll take all that there as well for you.
Yeah.
I think this might be a next phase. Yes.
This is delegation, really, isn't it? It's delegation. I wonder, though, what is really interesting is when you think everything's going well, where the urge to suddenly change something comes from. That is fascinating.
Yeah. I think I need problems to solve.
And well, so, even when you don't have any.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so generally, when life is going well and there are no problems, and literally the only problem I have in life right now, on touch wood, is my home.
Which you created. Amazing.
So had I not have had this problem, I don't know what I'd have been doing with my time. And so now I go home every night and I spend hours into midnight, and I go to bed quite early, looking at kitchens. And so I don't know if I'm doing this because I'm trying to fill my time. I should just go to bed.
No, you should just you need to hire someone. Yeah. Hire an interior designer.
I thought you were going to say a therapist.
Oh, I mean,
that's
also
what
a
M
therapist.
Would say. She'd be like, I think you need therapy, babe.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, the two together. Yeah,
both of them. All at once.
Yeah.
And while you're at the therapist, the interior designer can go in and sort your house
out.
Job done. Yeah. And visualize your new beautiful home when it's all done. You know, just keep that in your mind.
If you own a van and you'd like to help Nat out by putting some furniture together, let us know. Text talk and your message to 87222. It's 25p per message on top of your standard network rate. June, tell us about exercise.
Goodness, must I? So the thing is, you know, I'm now officially proudly middle-aged.
Congratulations.
And thank you. I feel very good about it. And so I thought, well, you know what? I've been one of those people my whole life. I haven't really been an exerciser. And I thought, well, actually, you know what? Now's the time where I kind of have to. So I thought, all right, I'm going to start. So I do things like I will go on a retreat to sort of get me into things. And then I get back and I'm like, I need to continue what I've been doing for the week. I'm gonna do this. Okay, then I'll do something like talking about sabotage. I'll eat just before. I thought, I can't go now in a full stomach. Or I'll be like, oh, I'm halfway through that show on Netflix. I'll go tomorrow. And the terrible thing, the worst part of this, Harriet, is I actually enjoy it when I do it. This is why it makes no sense to me. Like, when I actually do it, I don't like the gym. I hate the gym. But I love yoga, like what you were saying. Yeah. You know, I love that sort of stuff. When I'm actually in the class doing it, I love it. I feel amazing after it. Why? What is that block between the getting up and going to do it and just making that a habit? It's just so weird. Because at least if I didn't like it, I could say, well, I don't like it. I love it when I do it.
Do you see yourself as an exerciser?
No.
I think maybe that's it.
I certainly don't see myself as an exerciser.
Maybe there's like some part of you which really likes the identity of being somebody who just doesn't do the exercise. I just don't do it. It's not me. I don't do it.
No, and I don't like that identity.
So I think they're holding on to it.
I just like Netflix.
I have a different positioning. You said earlier.
Yes.
Give me a deadline and I'll make it happen.
Oh, yes.
I think you need to add milestones in. You have no reason to go.
Oh, I don't.
It's not an actual life imperative and there's no deadline.
No.
So sign yourself up for things that mean you have to go to the gym because there's a deadline looming. So I don't know how you are on running, but I find signing up for a 5K or a 10K
one. Maybe a yoga boot camp or something.
But then you'll just wait until you get to the boot camp to do the yoga. Yeah. It has to be something that you're training for or training towards. What about
a
bikini body competition? My aunt is doing this. So she...
I mean, everybody is a bikini body, but yes.
For
the competition.
But it's muscle. So they're looking at your muscle density. So it's not a bodybuilder competition. It's one before. So she has like a really crazy training plan and lots of other things.
Oh, no.
No? Yeah. Okay,
give me something else. Keep going.
Running, bodybuilding, you're testing.
What are you like a competition?
Yeah.
If somebody else is doing something, do you want to beat them? Are you competitive?
Not really.
No, there goes that idea.
Not like competitive where I'm like, oh, I have to, no. No.
What about an event? So a charity event, like a spinathon.
Okay, this could be
good. But you're organising for a reason.
Oh.
And therefore you have to start spinning or doing something because you want to get to the day and do well.
I would do like a charity yoga class with June. That would be amazing.
You know what? Maybe that's what... Should I do one every day?
Yeah. We can do like a YouTube series. We can turn you into the next big YouTube yoga sensation.
That's it. That's why you're doing it. It's a deadline.
Today I want to raise at least £100 for charity. That's not a bad idea because then I would do for that. I would do
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah. That if I don't do it, then I have to pay the money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Love that.
Ooh, you know what? We might be onto something, ladies. Yeah.
I think we've fixed it.
Looping some
great
friends.
Suggestion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because really, all you need is 10 people a day to put up £10, isn't it?
Yeah.
Probably. And do you know what? I'm going to look at that.
There we go. Then we crack it.
Yeah. Then I get healthy in the process, which I really enjoy when I do it. Mm-hmm. But I do something good too.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a
I'm
even
steal 20
that
quid
idea.
A day.
Yeah.
Over a year, that adds up.
Yeah.
Do a 100-day challenge with June Sopong,
yeah.
raising money for charity.
Yeah.
20
to
quid
get
a day.
Through her put procrastination. It in. Yeah. And if she doesn't do it, she has to put the 20 quid in the kitty.
But in 100 days, that's the habit we were talking about earlier. You need to get into a habit.
Yeah, so I need to do it consistently for 100 days.
Yes.
And then there's no way I'll stop.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
And people are
it's like brushing your teeth, isn't it?
Yeah. You just do it.
Okay.
I mean, I think this is like some excellent
advice. Yes, thank you,
ladies.
And we're going to be doing good. My friend has an amazing charity and I'm going to do it for her charity.
There we go.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
What is the charity?
It's called the Malaika Foundation.
Yes.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Has she been on
us?
The show? Oh, I introduced you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's amazing. It's girls' school in Congo. It's amazing. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Those are our badass balls ups. I think we can say that we have definitely successfully solved June's. Nats and mine. I think we're
pretty good
on mine. Nah, I mean, I don't even know where to start with your house. You've just got to find a man with a van.
You fixed it for her.
Man with a van and a student interior designer. Yep. That's what we need. 1, 2, 3, 4 This has been Badass Women's Hours, Badass Balls Ups. If you enjoyed it, you know what you should do? Rate, review, and subscribe. 5 stars, please. And of course, if you've got a problem you want our advice on, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the socials. @ Badass Women's Hour, HR @ Badass Women's Hour.
when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.